This Shabbos is from Elaine Parshas Bamidbar. But of course, this Shabbos is also Erev Shavuos. Shavuos begins, as we know, on Motzei Shabbos. So Shabbos, Sunday, Monday here. Shavuos, actually, this is the first time in 14 years that we've had this particular configuration of the calendar that Shavuos comes on Motzei Shabbos. Tavshin Nun Ches won't happen last. It's going to happen more frequently in the next few years. It's an unusual type of cycle. I think it happens in a couple of years, and it happens 4 out of 5 years in a row. So, but it hasn't happened in 14 years that we had Shavuos. Sunday, right, exactly. So I guess, for Shavuos, it's nice if you have the minute to stay up all night. So it's nice to come in more rested, having had Shabbos before. But okay, it's whatever it is, it is. So I thought that tonight I would just say something which relates not directly to Shavuos, but actually to the last night of Sfiras Omer, which, of course, again, is tomorrow night, Friday night. We count the 49th night of the Omer, because Shavuos is the Motzei Shabbos. And there's an interesting question which relates to the, according to some, relates to a practice that we have every night of the Sfira, but it becomes a potential problem the last night of the Sfira. Because the last night of the Sfira, again, tonight we counted 48, so tomorrow night we say 49, Shem Shiva Shavuos Ba'omer, that's 7 weeks of the Omer, and that's it. We've completed the mitzvah. So now many people have the practice before Sfiras Omer, before many mitzvahs, but also before Sfiras Omer, saying a little paragraph, it's printed in all the Siddurim, Ahinani Mucharam Zuman. Some people even begin L'shem Yichud Kutcha Brichu and so on. A little paragraph, a warm-up. So we've spoken about that in Pesh Yerim. The saying L'shem Yichud, the Note of Yehuda, among others, was opposed opposed to that practice. He was one of the Gedolim in the 1700s who was opposed to many of the practices of the Chassidim. So there's one of them that didn't like. He said, we don't know what that even means. L'shem Yichud, what does it mean? You're miyached, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, different letters. We don't know what it means. It's a Kabbalistic point. He just said, he didn't attack that. He just said that if you don't know what it means, you shouldn't say it. But, okay, so some people don't say L'shem Yichud. I don't say L'shem Yichud, but I do say Hinei Mucharam Zuman. That's just to prepare yourself for the mitzvah. Okay, it's printed the same many Siddurim, but the Hinei Mucharam Zuman by many of the mitzvahs incorporates in it the pasuk, which serves as a source for that particular mitzvah, and this is the same thing here. So in the Hinei Mucharam Zuman prior to Sira, it says Hinei Mucharam Zuman mitzvahs of Sira Sa'omer, Kamosha Kosu Batar, and quotes the Psuk in Parshas Amor, it says, Sfarta Machamachas HaShabbos, Niyom Aviyachem HaSoma, Atrimah, Sheva Shabbosos, Tvimus Tiena. You say in the pasuk, Sheva Shabbosos, 7 weeks. So Rav Avadia Yosef has a very interesting tshuva, and that's what I'm going to go through this evening. In the Shal Shuvah Yichaveh Das and Chelek Vov Siman Chof Tes, he was asked the question that L'shem Yichud in Sfiras Omer incorporates the word Sheva Shabbos Osfiras. Maybe you all said the Sfira, you said it. You announced 7 weeks, right? But maybe now after you said the L'shem Yichud or the Hinuch Chazon, you can no longer count Sfiras Omer the Bracha because you already counted it. That was the question that was phrased. I'll read inside. Yes, no minigates Edos Ham Edot Ham Mizrach. We may Asira Shashir Tibur Omer Menusa L'Shem Yichud Shlit Mesiras Omer. Here Anachnu Boim L'Kevul slightly different. And we have the same idea. Here Anachnu Boim L'Kaim Mitzas Esse Shosiras Omer Kama Shakos Batar Svart Anachamach L'Shabbos B'Cholei Sheva Shabbos V'Zehina Ha'im Rishayim Lo Mar Nusa Zeh Gam B'Layla Asher Bo Yimlo Shiva Shabbos Asira. And the last night of the Sira is Sheva Shabbos Asira. So now you've already said it in the Sira Shomer. That's what he was asked. So he begins by pointing out, this is going to go through the main points that he says in this tshuva, that the Rambam in Hilchos Tevilim Musafim, that's where the Rambam discusses the laws of Sfiras Omer, not to give too much treatment to it, but in Perek Zion of Hilchos Tevilim Musafim, the Rambam writes as follows in the Halacha Chafei, that Tzarech Levarach B'chol Laila, you're supposed to make a bracha each night before counting Sfiras, the last Halacha in Perek Zion. Each night, Tzarech Levarach B'chol Laila, bracha at Hashem, Hakem Hachom, Asher Kedushon, Tzav Tzvano, Al Sfiras Omer Kodom Shiyaspor. Good, you say the bracha when you count, and the Rambam ends by saying, Mono below Birech, if you counted the Sfira without the bracha, is Yotza. Then you yotze. Once you counted the Sira, you already yotze the Sira, even if you didn't make a bracha. The Eino Choser Umvarach. And they cannot now go back and make a bracha. That's how the Rambam paskins. On the basis of that, it's interesting, the Rishonim already, right? This appears in the Sefer Avudraham, one of the Rishonim.
Is that Brichas Hanen also?
Brichas Hanen, you can, well, if you
drink, drinking would be Brichas Hanen, right?
Right, a shock all the way,
right? So you take a drink, you forget. Now you're going to drink again. So good.
Then you have to make another bracha. You make a bracha on what's coming up still. But a mitzvah, once you've done it, you're done. Here you're drinking more, right? But a mitzvah, once you did the mitzvah, it's over. So the Avudram, Davar Avudram, one of the Shomim writes in the section called Sevi Yemei Omer, after Chos Pesach, he writes, he quotes this Rambam, Aval Rambam Kosev Imon Aval Abir Chiyotz, it's page Reish Mem Beis in the Sefer Avudram. He writes, Aval Rambam Kosev Imon Aval Abir Chiyotz, V'chein Iker, he says the Rambam is correct, Ulefichach, and therefore he says, Tzorech Lizoher, this is a dim we all know, Tzorech Lizoher, Misha Shoel Oso Chavera, Kama Yemei Asirim, if somebody asks you, how many, you know, during the 7 weeks, someone asks you, which, what night are we up to, what sira are we up to, say yesterday it was such and such. Don't say what it was. Why? If you're going to say today is whatever, then you're already counted. Then you can no longer count with the bracha. Then he adds, of course, that's adopted to Shigiyas Manasira. Now, the guy asked you on Tuesday afternoon what we're counting tonight, that's not a problem. But if you already came to the point where it's already mutter to count to the mitzvah already in fact, I'm sure some of y'all want to come here on the series, and there's also a yachal omer kach v'kach hein mein v'zeh chashash. If you gave you, it's only asking during the day what tonight's going to be, that's not a problem. But if it's already after the time that it's already mutter to go in and to count, so then even if you, what's the point of this, Abu Jam? Even though your intention was not to count, you're just answering your friend. Your friend asks you what number you're up to. So you told him tonight's the 23rd day of the omer. Wasn't you had no kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah sirus omer, but according to the Avudram, since the Rambam says you can be yotzei anyway, so then you're yotzei. So if that's the case, one can make the same claim here. Yeah.
Isn't that strange, Chief? Yeah, in general, mitzvah kedib where you
daven. Oh, very good. So that's what comes out in a second. But yeah.
And also further, if you, for example, tonight, if I thought tonight was, let's say, if I specifically didn't want to say, I could say last night was, and then I say, right. And I say then today's count. I'm not yotzei, I can still say a bracha.
What do you mean?
But if someone asked me, if I didn't count yet, someone asked me what's today?
Yeah, then you can say last night.
No, but if I accidentally say last night was 48.
Oh, accidentally said the wrong one.
Yeah, you're still right, yotzei. Because you adopted kavana not to be yotzei.
Yeah, we'll get that too. That's the other, those are two of the issues. But again, just in terms of the point of who does
make. And the third issue, can you be mekayem, someone else? With your
brother, well, can you
count to
somebody else? Yeah.
So if you tell the person, let's say you counted,
can go to him.
So yeah. If you counted, you can't tell them the night either because that's
and they go to with you counting. Yeah, that, yeah, that's only maybe if he himself has a mind. He has to have a mind. I don't know. It's a good question. Maybe that's another issue. But in any event, that's the shaila that he's dealing with here. So this is the, again, according to the Rambam, if a person counted without a bracha, just not even counted, but the Rambam just says, if you just counted, you make a bracha yotzei, the Avudam extrapolates from here that even if you did not have in mind to be yotzei, you're yotzei anyway, so therefore one can make the same case over here, that even though he didn't have in mind, he was just saying those shem yichud, he's saying hinu mucham zonah, he just quoted the pasuk, and it says shabbat shabbos, it means he's just quoting a pasuk in chumash. He's not having in mind to count the last night of the Omer, the 49th or the 7 weeks of the Omer, but he did it anyway, so perhaps he's already yotzei, and that's really the issue that Rav Yosef is dealing with here. In fact, in the Sefer Kaf HaChaim, right to Sephardi Posse, the Kaf HaChaim, well, let's first see, I read in the Shulchan Aruch writes, this din of Avudram comes into the halacha. Again, we've all heard this din. If you know somebody asks, this comes into halacha. So our quote is Avudram la halacha that if someone asks you what the sira was, then you have to say what last night. That's not a din in some kind of a mystical thing we're joking about. It's not like if someone asks you how many Hanukkah candles we like to, you have to say, last night were there three. There's no din like that. You can say, that's not a special mystical kind of thing. It's a din of Sirius Omer. And again, it appears in the Shulchan Aruch and it's in the Toch, Pei, Tess, or Achaim, Siv, Dalet.
Misha Shol, also Chavero.
Shabbat Shabbos is that also. That's his question.
No, I'm saying that when you say last night is, there's no difference.
That's a different issue, that's true. But you didn't say what was Nogeda tonight, though.
But even if Mitzvah was gone, but he had in mind that.
So let's see. So that's first what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. It says again, it's in the Tov Pei Tes of Rechaim Tzidalot. Misha Sholo Sochaver Ben Hashmoshes. If your friend asks you any time after Ben Hashmoshes, Ben Hashmoshes is the earliest time that you can be able to Sfira Salma, right? Kama Yamei Sfira B'Zalayla, what's the night of Sfira tonight? Yomalo Esmo Hayakach Mechaber brings this Avudam Alocha. You should say, last night, night was such and such. Okay? Last night was this anachim. Yom alayom kafir kafir. You're going to say, today is so and so. Ein ayocho lachzor. Well, then those are bracha. You can't count with the bracha. And then again, he says, but if it's before Ben Hashmash, not a problem and so on. But that, again, this din in the Avodah Zarah comes in the halacha, Shulchan Aruch accepts the halacha. And it's interesting that the Kafa Chaim writes in that same Siman Tov Pei Tes in Siv Zion. So he writes, you know, the Sfaradim have, we just, Lars Sidurim just print the Siman Rukham Zun. He writes, you know, it takes a long time to count the Sfaradim. He writes, Maschil is for Kodim, she is for Tov, Lomar, Parshas, Omer, Parshas, Emor. It's good to say the whole Parshas, Omer, Vaidabe, because of Oris, until Mincha Chadosha, Nachakach, Yomar, Perak, Gil, the Menachos, you should learn, you know, the Mishrael, the Mishai, it's not good. A person got a lot of time before counting, so we can learn all these different things. And then, Vachakach, Yomar, Nusach, then you say the following Nusach. L'shein, Nusha, Yichud, Kodja, Bichu, B'dechil, Rechim, Rechim, B'dechil, Yachta, Shein, Yud, etc. And then he writes, Belel Memtes, on the night of the 49th, tomorrow night, the last night of the Yomer, Belel Memtes, Lo Yomer, Kedixiv. Don't say the Psukim, Yedale, you skip that part of this text and continue with whatever he goes on and with the whole, he writes on and so on and so forth. Sheva Shabosos, Sheva Shabosos, you counted 7 weeks?
Then you only
work
up to the week, not the day.
That's the third thing we'll get to. But that, anyway, the Kafa Chaim brings this to Halacha. Rabbi Yosef in this Tshuva quotes others who hold like this as well. Now, the truth of the matter is, though, to understand this, you have to go back to that original Din the Mechaber, it's in Tov Pei Tes Siv Dalet. Again, we all know that it comes out of Udram, that if someone asks you, you should say last night. Every kid knows that. The question is, hold everything. Well, why is that? Well, where does that come from? What do you mean if someone asks you, you have to count the other night? And after all, and this is the problem, doesn't the Mechaber himself, Paskin in Aruch Chaim, which I brought in from this we'll get that also, hold on, but before we let everyone say the Shulchan, the Mechaber himself, Paskin in Aruch Chaim, Siman Tzarech, that's Kriya Shema, I'm sorry for the talking about that we were referring to in Brachas. I have the first mention that it says in the in Siman Samech of Aruch Chaim in Sif Dalid, Yesh Omrim, second paragraph, Yesh Omrim, first mission, second paragraph, Yesh Omrim She'ein Mitzvah Sviches Kavona. That's the old Machokas with the Mitzvah Sviches Kavona, not? So Mechaber says in Siman Samech of Aruch Chaim Sif Dalid, Yesh Omrim She'ein Mitzvah Sviches Kavona, but Yesh Omrim She'tzviches Kavona, Lotzeis, you have to have at least Kavona to Yotze the Mitzvah, Basias also when you do it. Basias also mitzvah that mitzvah v'chein halacha. V'chein halacha. Mechaber himself paskins mitzvah srichas kavona. So we've discussed that in Peshur with the whole tumult and Rishonim about it. Pesach, Shofar, all these things. But Lemaisa, without going to anything fancy, the Mechaber himself paskins in our Chavisim Tzarech, those Krishma, he paskins v'chein halacha, that mitzvah srichas kavona. So why in the world here does he say that if a guy asks you what night is here, you have no intention whatsoever in the oath to mitzvah srichas over, but he says it's better to say last night. Why? Just answer a question. Tell them, even if you say the whole one, you're not in mind to be yotze. So why does the mechaber, so to speak, switch his psak over here, and suddenly he's concerned about maybe he'll be yotze. So the achronim on the page, you're all bothered by this. Again, this is in Siman Tov Pei Tes Siv Dalet. So the Taz, just a second, mentions a couple of things. Okay, but well. Let me come back to the second thing. We'll do the second thing first. Bekoshali, lama lo yoshim hayom kach v'kach. Why can't he answer straight? Well, you have to say the Taz is of Kotan Zion. The second half is of Kotan Zion. Taz is, why can't he just answer straight? Lama lo yoshim hayom kach v'kach. Doha ein ze ela tshuva l'misha sholo. So you're just answering someone's question, not in mind of the Yotze Mitzvah. The ein lama de zehu kemosha mona stam. It's not like a guy was counting and so on. He doesn't understand. He says that it's all... it doesn't make any sense why, and therefore, he says, if mitzvah, he says, and you're going to tell me mitzvah ain't tzvichas kavana? That's dafke in daito befer shalo lotzeis. That's if you have in mind, dafke. Okay? But Kamosh Kazar always tells that. That's not true. He said, the Ashram is in the top pay dollars, the Kazar Dubashem Raj, Arash, the Ain, the Odom of Arch. I won't say, I'm just going to find a line. He has a number of riyas, and he says maybe it leaves the Mechaber kind of hanging. And therefore he says, maybe al-karach nearly bekan lo mazir el l'chatchila. He says, the mechaber cannot mean this. He can't mean it. He can't mean that if someone asks you what night the sphere is, and you answer it, now you're done. You can no longer count that night with a bracha. I'm going, well, I'm skipping, you know, some of his riots. But he says, yeah, he can't mean it.
How old is he?
He's 47. Right, that's all right. But I'm saying, right, to answer a question. So therefore, the Taz understands he doesn't mean this literally. Ela l'chatchila sheyarchik mizeh madefsher. Try and stay away. You know, you want to count the Omer properly, so try and stay away with anything that smacks, that it may look like you counted. Really, that's what he says. It's kind of a l'chatchila. That's what he says the Mechaber means. Okay? Aval im ira she'omer lo tshuva she'yom zeh, vadai lo yotza. But if Taka, the guy answered and he said the correct day, it's vadai lo yotza. V'tzorech lachzor limnos bib brocha. Is to go back and answer with the brocha. So says the Taz. Okay? And he says that whole Mechaber is only talking about, l'chatchila, it's a good idea. That's what he meant. Say it was yesterday. Don't even do anything that may smack of making it look like you count the Omer. But he says, l'mais, if a guy did it, don't worry. All right, that's the Taz's approach. It doesn't exactly fit in with the words of the Mechaber. That's not what he says. Okay, I mean, the Mechaber, I'll read the words again. Misha Sholo, so Chaver, Ben Ashos, the Kami Meisir, Bezel Allah, Yomer Lo, Esmo Hayakach, She'im Yomer Lo Hayom Kach Vichach, Eino Yochol, Lachzer Linus Bebrocha. He says it pretty straight out. You know, so the Taz is uncomfortable with it, especially in light of the Mitzvah Sichus Kavona issue, so therefore he fetches it, that's, well, the only method of Chatchila, it's a good thing, but that's not really the process of the words of the Mechaber. Okay, that's the Taz,
If you just said a number, as opposed to saying a number with the weeks?
We didn't get to that yet. Okay, we didn't get to that yet. All right. So that's the answer that he gives. Again, it doesn't entirely fit in with the words in the Chaber.
Other Achronim.
Okay, so so each one you have to look at, but he assumes mitzvah srichas kavana. So another answer. You look in the other Achronim on the page, the Chok Yaakov, which is printed on the bottom of the page. He says, on the words, he says, Yotze al kopanim b'diyeved, and that's why he shouldn't do it again. But he quotes this Taz. Just a second, let's see if I can read it. Ayin b'taz, sof sirkot vav, we just read it. It's actually sirkot in Zion. Shedvarov temui ma'od, the mashmeforesh divya shulchan aruch. He says, very nice, the Taz answer, but it's the mashmos of the Chaber. The other way, the Tzorach, he finds his Taz's terror is very, very difficult. Okay? That's what he says.
But doesn't he have to answer to the Mechaber anyway?
What?
He may find the Taz difficult, but doesn't he have to answer for why this
seems to be a theorem? So he could a different answer. The Taz gave it, yes, so he says, the Chok Yaakov says, and others give the following terror. So somebody, I just wanted to read how he dismisses the Taz. But first he says, even though Alpha Gav the Kamala Mitzvah Sichas Kavona, it's the same Chok Yaakov. It's all in Sivkot in the Tezvot. The Chok Yaakov says, Alpha Gav the Kamala Mitzvah Sichas Kavona. Nonetheless, when even Enochanami is not Yotze, but as far as a bracha is concerned, okay, let's remember, the bracha always brings something else into the mix. There's always suffix bracha. So, okay, since there are those who hold mitzvahs ain shichas kavana, there are some shitas according to whom take you would be yotzeis, even though the mechaber isn't paskin that way, like we said back in Siman Samech, in terms of the bracha. And that works out, because what did he say? He said, any yachol lachzav linos bebracha. The mechaber said you can no longer count again with a bracha once you answer the guy. You didn't have kavana, and we paskin mitzvah shichas kavana, says the Chok Yaakov. True, we do paskim mitzvah sivas kavana, and the mechaber is not being sold for himself, but with regard to the bracha, since there's another shita, so always nervous about bracha levatolas, and he doesn't want to even take any possible chance. So we always say, in any kind of suffer bracha hakel, that's why you should stay away from it. That's the teretz of the Chok Yaakov. Okay, and the Magen Avraham really says the same thing in Sivkot and Ches. He says, what do you mean? Kasha da afilu b'stam lo yotze the bina shiskavin lotzeis kamo shakasa simin samach sivdalad. Magen Avraham also says the same thing. He says, doesn't it say over there in simin samach sivdalad? We just read it. The mitzvah shivas kavana. He says, Epsher came on the osel of arach bracha levatala. Okay, maybe again there's a concern here that even though mitzvah ain't shivas kavana, but that's what he's what he's getting at over here. And that's our number of Achronim. The Briar Gros says like this, and others give this same approach, that it's just a special din in saying the bracha.
So
the same
thing
for short and low. Okay, so and what? But maybe you'll say
it.
Yeah. Without a kavanah.
Say a kavanah. Without a bracha.
Without a bracha. Okay, but that's really, okay. But here is yeah. Let me just see. I'm going to find something in the Bir HaGrah. No. Okay. All right. So that's what these achronim say in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. He says it very clearly in Sifri Yudalad, again, it's all in Siman Tov Peitez. Misha Shol Oso Chaveri V'en HaShmosh Os Kami Yemei Sir B'Lai Lazeh Yom Elo Esma Yekaf HaKach Shem Elo Hayom Kaf Elo Yuchal Lula Atzman Akru Linos V'Brochol Lepi Shurayot Tirech Avoso V'ma Shavon Chaveri Yom Kaf HaKach Lepi Dibre HaOmrim She'en Tzarek Kavana Lotzeis. Okay, this is all according to the person who holds that you don't need Kavana Lotzeis. He says the whole thing. Okay, but the implication is that as far as the other people are concerned, you wouldn't be out there again. Maybe it's the same thing as he says at the end. He says, and even if you're home, again, the same kachashash is better to look back and say the past. So that's what it was the other night. So this is point number one, that getting back to this issue, so maybe Taki, it's also better not to say this paragraph, this Lashem Yichud, this in Mukham Zuman, that includes the word Sheva on the 49th night, that includes the word Sheva Shabbos, is Agam, the Mitzvah Zichud Kavana, and at that point he's not really counting the Omer, he's just quoting a Pasuk in the Chumash. Nonetheless, maybe there's room for, even though we say Mitzvah Zichud Kavana, maybe in terms of the Bracha, it's different. Okay? It's interesting, the Pri Chodesh writes that there's a distinction, and it's really the Mogan Avraham already says this back there, and Mogan Avraham quotes from the Rabbis, back there in Siman Samach. Back in Siman Samach. So I'll read it from the Mogan Avraham. The Mogan Avraham writes in Siman Samach in the Sifkot and Gimel, he says, that which the Mechaber Paskins, the Chain Halacha, the Dafka B'mitzvah Daraisa. It's by the Oraisas that we say Mitzvah is Kavona. Ava Mitzvah Drabonon Ein Tzvichas Kavona. It's quoted from the Rabbis. Okay, and a couple of chuvas. So according to that Mogan Avraham, so the Pri Chodesh argues that maybe that solves our problem. Because according to many Rishonim, Mesiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is only the Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon, Mechaber himself, well, Mechaber doesn't say anything. Mechaber just, the Mogan Avraham understands the Mechaber, the Radbaz, Paskins, that which we say, Mitzvah is Kavana, yes, Tzichas Kavana, is only by a Mitzvah Deraisa. Mitzvah Rabbanon, we don't see what that is.
The
Mechaber doesn't say.
No, the Mesiras HaOmer.
Mechaber, I don't think, weighs in, does he? Mechaber is from the Rabbanon, does he?
Yeah, no, I'm saying so.
Yeah, well, okay.
Usually,
okay, you're right. But one second, Enochanami. But the fact is that there are a number of Rishonim hold, probably most Rishonim hold that Sirius Alma is only Rabbanon. Why in the world is Sirius Alma only Rabbanon? What is in the Pasuk Chumash? No, so that they understand when it says in the Pasuk Miyom Haviyachem Es Alma Atrufa, that the Torah is linking the mitzvah of Sirius Alma with bringing the Avos Carbon Alma, with the bringing of the Carbon Alma, the second of Pesach. But Meila, as soon as there's no Carbon Alma, then there's no mitzvah Deraisa of Sirius Omer. That's the question that trying to understand Pshat the Pasuk. According to many Rishonim, there's no mitzvah Sirius Omer is generated or created by the bringing of the carbon on the secondary page, and it's all one big mitzvah. You cut the Omer, Sirius Omer, and Avos Omer, right, and Sirius Omer. It's all one package, and therefore once there's no more Beis HaMikdash, no more carbonas, so then the whole thing is only we call it Zeichel HaMikdash. In fact, that appears to be the position of Tosus and Menachos and other Rishonim. That's why I've mentioned this in the past. That's exactly what Tosus. That's why right after we count the Sirius Omer, we say Harachamon, Uyachzilonos, Avos Beis HaMikdash, and Koma, Meir Vemeno. Beautiful tefillah. Why don't we say that when we put on tefillin? Why don't we say that when we basically do other mitzvahs? All of a sudden, why by Sirius Omer? The answer is because by Sirius Omer, it's striking that we're not really able to fulfill the mitzvah the right way. So we ask right away that Kodesh Baruch Hu should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Right? I mentioned in the past, that's why some people say the some Chazan, some Rabbanim, myself included, not everybody, when I say that the tune, so to speak, for Sirius Omer is more like a solemn tune. Sirius Omer, it's not a jolly tune. It's more of a Others do it in a jollier tune, and different minhagim. But those who do it in a solemn tune, that's probably why. And that's what the Balamor writes in the end of Pesachim, the last Balamor in Pesachim. which is where he discusses Sfiras Omer. One of the raises a number of important questions about Sfiras Omer. One of his questions is, why is there no Shechiyanu on Sfiras Omer? How come the second night of Pesach begins Sfiras Omer? We should say Shechiyanu. We haven't done this mitzvah since last year, right? We're finishing tomorrow night. Won't do it again now for another year, close to another year. Why is there no Shechiyanu? So the Baal HaMor says, because Shechiyanu was only recited on a mitzvah, which you're delighted and you're happy to go out to fulfill. And he says, we're not really so happy to fulfill the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer because it reminds us it's on the Korban. It reminds the fact we don't have the Korban Omer anymore. And every night we say, Yolam, Baomer, Baomer, Lomer, whatever you know, but you're reminding yourself of the Korban Omer you don't have anymore. So
it's like that,
yeah, you have to figure out. You have to figure out. So not so posh. It's, like, what are the others, huh?
Pesach night,
we have no some derises, though.
Right.
Certain derises we have. So you have to figure out. There's another mitzvah we talk to, say, Shechiyanu one that's a pure derabanan, that's a pure, let's say, lulav kol shiva. We don't. We only the first day of lulav, that's derisa. That's what we don't. You have to figure out, huh?
Kippur.
So your Kippur, you're saying on the Kedusha Yom, that remains the rice of the Avodah, we're missing the Avodah.
Right,
something changed. You have to figure out. I don't have to do a study.
Right.
The difference. But I'm just saying, so what comes out is this, is the Nazi the Prichodesh here says also, that even based on the same Magen Avraham, he says that, now he disagrees, okay? He disagrees, because he holds the whole Magen Avraham. The Prichodesh disagrees, holds the whole Magen Avraham is wrong. He holds that even the Rabbah, who told Magen Avraham that rule? I mean, who said the Rabbah says it? That the din of mitzvah, Svichas Kavana, is limited to the Raisa.
Why would he
even say that? Again, because the greatest status, well, this may create, touch on the whole issue of what's the nature of the din of Rabbanan. And this is Rabbanan, it creates an obligation on the person, it's a different kind of, it's one step removed. There's a mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim. That's what we're doing. I'm not really doing, there's Yerushalmi that says that the bracha on any drabbanon, like a little kol shiva, for example, is like, what is our mitzvah zekanim, I think, is a nusav. It's a different mitzvah altogether. See, it's not a mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. I'm doing the mitzvah of listening to the Chachamim. So it's a different. I don't know if anyone agrees to that, but that could be a difference to that. Mitzvah Sekenim, that's the Lashon Rishon. Yeah, that's such a loss. The fourth perk of Sukkah, I'm talking about Lulav Kol Shiva, where the rest of the week Lulav is Zechel Mikdash, right after the first day. So he says the Lashon, we don't have in the past, I think, tells us in the Bavli quote it also. No, Rishon quote in the fourth perk of Sukkah, they bring that Rishon. So again, we don't have the Paschal that way, but it's a whole, one could argue that Dindar Abana is a whole different gather, so to speak, of mitzvah. Again, the Prichod is just agrees. I mean, he thinks that no, mitzvah svichas kavanas, that's by the rabbanans also. But I'll call upon him, at least for the mechaber, we don't know where the mechaber weighs in, but if the mechaber would hold that double if the mechaber, the Rambam, I should mention clearly, the Rambam holds Sfiras Omer is derisa even zman hazeh. He doesn't link it to the korban. The pasuk, it says, Me'olam v'yachem, he says, just a calendar day, just telling you when, on what day does the mitzvah begin? On the day when they brought the eye, they didn't bring the korban, what's from them doing anything? It's just, it's a marker, it's a signpost to tell you when you begin. It's just not,
you could say, it's a mitzvah, independently, yeah. But when there is a korban, then it goes together.
Okay, hold on. Yeah. So so that's one issue, but at least we can understand that that maybe if you want to hold the mechaber holds that mitzvah Sfiras Omer today is only the rabbanim, okay, which we don't know. Many rishonim hold like that. I said Tosin the bottom one. Many rishonim hold like that. Probably as you said, well, most rishonim hold like that. If the mechaber holds that way also, not like the rabbanim, although he usually does follow the rabbanim, right? But okay, but if you would hold that it's only the rabbanim, and B, he holds like the Magen Avraham says, the name of the rabbis, that mitzvahs that the drabbanans mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. So then Taki could be yotzei. Even if you're just answering a question, maybe that's why he's saying don't say today. Say esmol. Say last night was such and such to avoid that problem of fasting yotzei. And you don't have to come on to the Taz and Teretz only did in the brachas and Teretz and Taz doesn't fit in the words of the mechaber. So that's and then we could extrapolate that maybe that's what the Kafah Chayim is saying, that the same thing here with what should we call it, with the Sheva Shabbos Tzmios, because maybe you don't say, yeah.
With lulav, you're doing the ma'aser. Particular lulav, you're doing the
ma'aser. Right.
You can't say, well, you like kavan.
Right.
You're eating ma'aser.
And the dibur is different.
He's not even counting. It's
right,
like over
there.
Well, Hoka Kori,
we'll get that in a moment. Hold
on.
Let me deal with it. I'm going to follow about your safe order, but you're correct. Okay, then he put something else. I skipped over the first part of the Taz before. That same Taz, where he gave that Mechudish Tikkab shot, that's the Mechaber. So Mechudish, I don't think the Mechaber meant it. He may have meant it. But the Taz says something else in Zion. Okay? There's something else. A guy asks me how many, what night is tonight? And I say 48. What is that? Even if you hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavona, and tzrichas drabon, what's the number 48? Or does that even say in Hebrew? 48 what? To who? Where? It could be anything. Like you said, what's your birthday? What's your, it could be anything. Right? How old are you? So the Taz writes, Menirli posh shimshol chaver kama yom besir who meshiv kach yomim velo mazkir b'tshuvaso hayom kach then vaday lo yotza. He says if you don't say hayom when a friend asks you what numbers you just say 48. Okay, so no one's gonna hold you yotza. That never mind. Tzichas kavona, not tzichas kavona. You didn't do anything. It's only a potential problem. Even says the Taz, if you say the word like we do in the text of the Sira, hayom such and such days, the omer, right? You say the word hayom. You're saying something. You're not just throwing out a number. You're actually hayom. You're identifying. So the Taz wants to say that the hayom, so to speak, is ma'akev, as it were. Okay, the ikar hamitzvah shayom hayom kaf b'mkein tzorach lomer demayri kan dafka v'om hayom. He says this whole suffix in the Chaber and the Avudram where it started, it's got to be where you said the word hayom. Well, if that's true, okay, then there's nothing to talk about without suffix. Because you don't say hayom, you just say the pasuk sheva shabbos asmis tiana, right? You're just quoting a pasuk. No hayom. So according to that Taz, you know, if you hold like that, then there's no, you know, there's no room for any further discussion on this issue.
The mitzvah of the week.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Good. Maybe. Okay. Yeah, that's what Taz wants to say.
Go at the end of this week.
Good. So yeah. So all right. That's one.
Okay.
The Mogan Avraham himself, Paskins, not on this Shaila, but in Sivkot and Tess, on the Shaila, Yom Kach, Bim Omar Kach Vekach, Velo Omar Hayom, Les Lebo. I mean, close to the Father, Mogan Avraham accepts that. If you say not Hayom, just say Kach Vekach, there's no problem at all. So that's the case, Sheva Shabbos won't help at all. Now, the truth of the matter is, I brought with me the El Yerava, okay, one of the on this Taz, and Sivkot and Gimel, disagrees. He says, he quotes this Taz, Mashi Nomer Kachlach Velom Hayom Les Lambo. This is called Yugimel Yal Yerabba, Taz and Mogan Avraham. But when he is daiti the Mokar be Beis Yosef Avudram, the Seer of Avol Sholem Ol Yom Vomel of Kami Yalom and Asir is also Hayach Lomer Kachlach Kachayim. Forgive me, he says, but if you look in the original words of Avudram, he didn't say that with Hayom. Okay, if I say, again, it's a nice answer, but that doesn't fit in with the words of the original source. Okay, so, you know, Yerava points that out. Nonetheless, Lemaisa, most people are in agreement that you can't just, you know, blurt out a number and that counts for anything. That's got to be a zero.
But
okay, yeah.
One side says, what day is it?
Yeah.
And the other side
says, so then it's implied, you mean? You want to say it's implied?
No, meaning, you know, can you have a keen when two people participate in it?
No, I don't think so. That would be a nice trick. It says part what he said and part what he did.
Right.
I mean, you could.
Well, we have that tefillah.
It's true.
As near as we have that.
That's responsive.
No, but
we could. I'll give you a better example. What would work? What you could do. No, I'll tell you what you could do. And I have that with Lemaisa. Okay, one second.
You wouldn't say they're not doing. You should
do it. No, but here's what you can do. You by benching, let's say.
Can you switch up?
Yes. Different people can say different of the brachas in benching. Right. You can do it. In fact, that's what they said. I'm not sure if the one said it. There, the question is not. But bench the better example. You can do it. They say that the Chofetz Chaim.
You're not Yosef. You don't do the three.
Right. Don't just the Chofetz Chaim. They say right. That's based on Shemaya. So I have in my mind.
Who's the Shemaya?
Right. You switch in the middle, but it's okay. Okay. I mean, look. You know, it's de rigueur that we do it by the Sheva Bracha. Somebody else comes up and does it different. So they. I remember hearing once that the Sat by the Sidim, the Rebbe does the whole thing. But and they say that the old Sat Maroz and the old Talmud used to make fun of this newer practice that a different person comes up every bracha. And next thing you know, there'll be one guy called up to say boo, another guy to say lich, another guy to say ah, next guy to say two. You know, you mechabed all the Rosh Hashivas. You know, thinking put up the bracha. He's made fun of it. But Lemaisa, I'll be doing it. I could argue that it would work, but certainly with brachas. So they say that the Chofetz Chaim personally followed a lot of the minhagim of the Vilna Gaon. He didn't paskin all that with Mishabur, but personally followed. So they say, and he tried to hide a little bit that it, what he personally did.
The same story with the Gebrachs, right? He didn't.
That's it, right.
He
didn't
have it on the same level. As
Yeah, but here, that's a different thing. But he would say, Bona Yerushalayim, I mean, like the Vilna Gaon. Most of us say Bonei Barachim Abishlam Amen. In the Benchim, we all say Bonei Yerushalayim, but in the Benchim, we allow to say Bonei Barachim Abishlam. But the Gaon said you say Bonei Yerushalayim, it's not Barachim, because Tzion B'mishpat Kippadah, and so on. The answers to that, whatever. But, so the Chavetz Chaim was a Kohen, so he would a lot of times lead the Benchim, but he didn't want people to know. He thought it would sound peculiar if he didn't say Bonei Barachim Abishlam Amen, so he would switch off with somebody else. I guess he thought that was less peculiar. that's what Rav Shechter told it over to us. But the truth is, I had that lemaisa. My son Yosef, and then is on the autistic spectrum, doesn't understand everything, but he likes to bench. He knows how to lead the bench and so on and so forth. But he doesn't, not always able to do the whole. I don't know if he will do the whole thing. He knows the first bracha 100%, the second bracha, each one knows well, and he's learning more about Hashem. But he likes to lead the mezumin. So I once asked Rav Shechter, said okay, that he'll lead the mezumin and he'll say out loud up to what he does, and I'll take over. I'll say the rest. That's how we do it in my house, not that infrequently, to give him the opportunity to be part. He can't sit still that long. He jumps up or whatever. He wants to leave the table, so I finish the rest. For the rest of the mezumin. So a little meisa comes up. So it's an interesting question. I have to put that together here. But anyway, but according to this approach, getting back to the main story, so according to this, if you hold like that Taz and that Magen Avraham, that you have to say Hayom, and that's how they learn this whole suffix and Avudram in the beginning, even though, again, the Rabbi points out that doesn't work exactly with the Lashon and the Avudram, but okay, that's how they learn it, then our problem with Sheva Shabbos system is not a problem. There's another interesting, similar question that comes up that I have here in the Tshuva's Halachos Ketanos Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Yud Dalet. He had a different question, not the last night of the Seerah, but let's say a guy was learning, okay, he was learning the Shulchan Aruch on the Pesach, on the Seerah, right at the Pesach. And I said, Mi Shohar Karib Shulchan Aruch, Beleil Ches, Lamed Mem Beis Yud, that stands for Lemispar B'nei Yisrael. A lot of times you see in the writings of the Akronim, I don't know if it's in Rishon, maybe it's in Rishon already, when during it, if you see a tshuva written by whoever, the Chassam Sofer, whoever, it'll say the date, and it'll say, Yurches, Lamed Membres, Yur Lemispar B'nei Yisrael, means fear. Sometimes you see it on the, Lamed Membres, no, Lemispar B'nei Yisrael. Whatever day it is, it'll say, Yurches, Lamed Membres, Yur. 18, Lemispar B'nei Yisrael refers to the sphere. That became a tradition. I don't know what they are.
No, but you're writing this during
the Seerah, right. You wrote sometimes on a tzeva like that, or on a, I don't think we do it so much today, but you see it. So that's what he says here. Mishra Kara B'Shulchan Aruch Willel Ches L'Mispa B'nei Yisrael. This is the eighth night of Seerah. V'Kara Shom, and he's reading in the text of the Shulchan Aruch. V'Mahayom Ches, and now you come up to the eighth day. Omehayom Ches, Yom Shem Shavu Echad V'Yom Echad. He's reading out of the Shulchan Aruch. Not davening Marv now, but he just read tonight. He didn't realize even it's the eighth night, and he said, Ayom Shayom Shem Shuach, Chad Yom Echad Ba'omri, because we're in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? Is he Yotze? Shuva? Hard the mitzvahs ain't on Tzrichas Kavana. You could argue, well, maybe again, mitzvahs ain't Tzrichas Kavana, especially by Darbana, at least according to some. He says, no. Hainu Bistam. That's Stam. Aval Kishaika Kavana, I mean, it's with Dover Akher. When your Kavana is something else entirely.
Right.
That's what he was saying before. I'm doing something totally different. Right? He says, Kishaika Kavana, I mean, it's with Dover Akher. Lo Asa Mitzvah. The Kant, you Karbatara, Kavana, Solikarbatara. Okay, it's like you're reading out of the same thing with our issue, right? You're reading Psukim, Shema, Shabbos, so Tzimis. You're not counting the Omer right now. You're quoting a Pasuk Chumash. Right? The Talmud God of and quotes other riots. But again, his point is the halachas ketanos is that if you read what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that's in. I'm not going to read it now. It's in Siman Tov Teich Ches Sif Aleph. It's the first sif of that siman in Shulchan Aruch. Where is it? He says that after Ketzer, Yom Rishon, you say this, and Yom Shmini, Omer, Yom, Yom Shmoni, Yom Shem Shuachad, Yom Echad Omer. So this guy was learning Mishnah Berurah, learning Shulchan Aruch, Mecha Mar, whatever. And he read it, and he went ahead and he read this. So the Halachas Thomas says, you're not Yotzei, because there it's. Even though it says Zvich Kavona, there's no Kavona, there's a whole totally different Kavona. And that's the case here.
You also accidentally answer the wrong name.
Mm.
That also is the same thing.
Right. Kavona is to do something else.
Yeah, correct. Something totally different. It's even worse. It's even less kavanah. Now, it's interesting. Rav Yosef here in this tshuva quotes, I don't have, he quotes from the sefer Yad Aaron, from Aaron Alfandari. He said, I don't have the sefer, so I'll read from here. He says, Rav Aaron, hey, Razev, Masha'amr, Brochus, Reish, Perkar, Korah, Erezidu, referred to the four. The Gemara in Brochus has such a thing. Not about Tirsama, but Krishma, the first mission, the second Perkar, Brochus, Yiv Gemanal. A guy is practicing his Hebrew reading, his diction, or he's practicing, you know, fixing sefer Torah, and he's reading, and he reads Tirs, and comes up to Parshas Maschan, and he reads the paragraph of Krishma. Right? He didn't have in mind to Yotze Krishma now, yeah, so what's the story? So it says, in Kivein Libo is Yotze. And the Gemara learns from there, Shmami Nam, it's a serious Kavona. So he says, wait a minute. So he says, he dies like this. He says, wait a minute. So the Gemara concludes from there, since it says in the Mishnah, Im Kivein Libo Yotze, from which the Gemara derives Mitzvah Sri's Kavona. So the implication is, if you hold Mitzvah Ain Sri's Kavona, if ain't sichas kavana, then you are yotzei by being korav haTorah. By korav haTorah, right?
So get that right away.
Right. Okay. So anyway, he brings that up and he says it's different because there the tachlis, the purpose is for Talmud Torah or korav hagiyah, whatever the purpose is. And even though a person learns the Shulchan Aruch is mekayim mitzvah Talmud Torah, that's not serious omer. And you can even argue that Kriyashma is different. Even if you argue by Kriyashma is Talmud Torah. I'm saying even if you want to argue by Kriyashma, that's what Ravadi writes here. He says even if you would argue by Kriyashma, there's a link between Kriyashma and Talmud Torah. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says in the end of Menachos, you remember, Tzadik Tesman Beis, the Gemara says that if a person minimally did nothing more than he said Kriya Shema morning and evening, he's Yotze, the minimal level of Talmud Torah, right? So you see, there's a link between, but he says here, there's no connection between Talmud Torah and Sirius Omer. The guy is learning now, it's a totally different Kavana. He's learning, reading out of the Shulchan Aruch. It's not, Mela by Kriya Shema, I could argue maybe Talmud Torah and Kriya Shema are connected, but he says when it comes to Sirius Omer, there's no connection whatsoever. How do you have, what is Sirius Omer and Talmud Torah? They're two mitzvah, two totally unrelated mitzvah. Mela, so that's what he says, another reason over here, and he says, and especially, again, we never say that a person is Yotze when he has Kavana in a different direction. He brings many rayas at Tosus and Sukkah, all kinds of things. Okay, I'll just read to you, sort of a Varsal, Bekias over here, Raja Seif, he says, when you're doing something else, it's as though you have kavana shalol latzeis, because you're doing something different. Even if you hold mitzvahs, ain't tzrichas kavana. And even if you want to hold that tzadon chaber believes, and if you want to hold that the tzrichas almas darbonim is manazeh, and it's mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, even with all that. But not bal karcho, not when you're doing something different. Something right. Say ain't a yotze bal karcho yidei chovas hamitzah. Same idea. Kimavur b'tos v'sukeh v'piskei rosh v'tshuvas harosh v'saratzi arzarua v'shem ha'oleket v'chein katzov v'inu b'nei yonah v'haran v'shem ha'rashbam v'chein katzov v'achas chayim v'shem v'inu ha'igon v'ritzik v'nigeis v'chein katzov v'niri v'chein da'asa v'ashbo v'tshuvas. This is what Rav Yosef just rattles off all the Rishonim who hold like this. He calls by the Beis says v'chein da'asa b'nei yiruchem v'chein da'asa v'ashbat. It's all Rishonim. Right, all the Rishonim say this. He quotes one opinion, the Das Hara'ah. She Yotze Dechov B'chol Ofen Yotze. Anyway, Afilu Kishu Mechavin Shalotes. Even if you're not, you Mechavin Davka Lolotes. He says Yotze. Anyway, Deir Chidohu is the only way. He just banged out 15 people held the other way, so you lose. Deir Chidohu, the last Dechoshan. Nobody holds from it. Okay. And finally, he says one other thing. And someone mentioned this also. What about the fact that when it comes to, you just say this pasuk, Sheva Shabbos Asminu, is the only counted the weeks? So the Gemara says, Menachos Samachem Beis, Mitzvah Lemim Yomei, or Mitzvah Lemim Shuei. The mitzvah is to count days and the weeks. So even if this person, even if you want to hold, all these answers we gave were no good. It's Rabbanan, and Mitzvah Ein Tzichas Kavanah, Rabbanan, and Tzichas Amos Manas Ez, Rabbanan, and you want to hold like that Ra'ah, that holds, you can be Yotze even against your will, throw everything out, but still you didn't do the mitzvah properly, because you still didn't do it with the days and the weeks. You only mentioned Sheva Shavuos Asminos. Okay, so he says, "V'olu de'ad the following: Kimavur menachas samaches meiz mitzvah lemin the yom mitzvah lemin shuei. V'chan benutzach hashem yichud harelo hiskim mispar yomim chal." Okay, now, but you did actually. Didn't the pasuk say at the end, "Tisbu chamishim yom"? He said at the end, "Ad menachas shabbos hashvius tisbu chamishim yom." He says, "But v'vaday she'eno kalma misaper medu a mispar meduach shalayla shu teish tishav arbam yom." But that's not tonight. It's not the 50th night. It's the 49th night. So even though you said the words Chamishim Yom, but you didn't count the 49th night. And the truth of the matter is, it's interesting. He quotes over here just parenthetically. The Rush asked the question, right? The Rush says in the Paragil of Psachim, every Psachim, Sin and Men, Yeshmakshim, that how come the Tak we only count 49 nights? In fact, a good question, right? And it says in the Pasuk openly, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, and none of us do that. Okay, so there's another answer. Some say that, no, the Chamishim Yom is Shavuos. When we say it's Yom Chaga Shavuos, that's the, you know, the 50th night. But he says something different. He says, guess what? He says, you can't count more than 7 weeks. I says Tisperu Chamishim Yom. Keinu Derech HaMikur. That's the biblical style. When you come to a number, round off. That's right. When you're one off, you're nine, you round exactly. He says, you round it off. Like it says in the Torah, Arboim Yakenu. You got 40 Malkas. But we know, they're 39. Mm-hmm. So why say 40? You round it off. That's what the Rosh said. You round it off. So you knew about math.
Now,
what?
You have to find another Masechet to learn between Pesach and Kippur.
If you have an extra daf, yeah. That's, you know. Of course, it always didn't quite work because there's no daf Aleph.
Right. Right.
So that's what they say, the last day is the Chazar HaHol Masechet. That's what they say. There was in King of, the Masechet Shuas and Sota, 49 blocks.
Yes, it was.
So you learn a daf a day. And,
it's because you learn more or because you know what day of Seer is up?
Both, I guess. There's their going. But
what do you learn the rest of the year?
I find other things. But there's more than that. By Shuas, Masechet Shuas, nothing to do with the holiday of Shavuos, but Masechet Shuas, there's another tradition to learn during the Seer. Yeah. Because the preparation of Har Sinai, preparation for Sinai, to accept the Shavua of Har Sinai. And some people learn that the last, the Brisa of Kinyan Torah, the sixth Perkel, it says 48, right? Mem Ches Dover. So what's the ninth, the 49th, what's the extra one, the last day? I think Rosh Weiss gave you about this once. Maybe here? I don't remember, I think I once heard. But he, I think he said that the 49th day, you either have to go over all of them, or you don't start on the first day, you need Hachana, everything needs Hachana, you have to work it out. But anyway, so the interesting thing, the Prichodesh writes, I'll read from here to save time, and we'll wrap up, in the same thing in Tokbe Tess in Nos Dalad, he says, Torah limnos yom shuos likuva, counting the days and weeks is ma'akev, and therefore, so 1 second. So why are you worried? Getting, if that's all true, so what's the chabah worried about? Not avudram. My friend asked me how much, what night of the seer is. It's your only problem now if I say hayom. But like I say, you know what tonight is? Tonight is the 23rd day, which is 3 weeks until. Who answers like that? I mean, let's be honest. How long does that come up? Okay, the guy's going to answer. Yeah, it's the 23rd night, which is 3 weeks and 2 days. Have a nice time. You know, you don't answer. You just tell the number. So says the prechodesh. Wait a minute. If you have to say the days and the weeks, so what are you ever worried about when your friend asks you how much it is tonight? He can do the math himself. You know. I mean, he doesn't need you to tell you how many. Just wants to know what number we're up to. He tells him 23. He can figure out on his own. That's 3 weeks and 2 days. Right? So the prechodesh says that whole concern is and that mechaber, the whole concern is dafka in the first week. Someone asks you the first week when it's up to seven. Then you have to worry about answering the rest of the time. It's not a problem.
Where does Abu Jahan quote it for? What day?
Chabad's lashon is Misha Shol So Chaver Ben Hashem the common man Sir whatever night it is Yomer Lo Esmol Hoyos. So the Chodesh is Mechadesh that's only in the first week. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a problem because you didn't say the days. So if that's true over there, then here it'll be the same thing. You counted the weeks, not the days. Anyway, just to conclude, so Elijah saved right to the end. Just a second. Yeah. Bistikum hanogim lomar benusach l'shein nichor apasuk sheva shabbos miyosiana yicholim laomor gam b'leil memtes l'sir. You can say that l'shein nichor if that's your minigin emuchan, even the 49th line ve'ein limchos biyadam. Okay, but you don't have to mocha. However, mikom makom ho l'sir omer zman azar after abonan, he throws in something else. He says lochein nochon lahashmin lanusach shein nichor ameres apasuk. He said, maybe you shouldn't say the Pasuk not just on the 49th night. Say the Pasuk any night.
So that it's only the Torah.
Yeah, right. Because you say, Kamosha Kosova Torah, Sartre, what do you mean? It's only the Rabbanon. He says, not only the 49th night you shouldn't say it. You shouldn't say it perhaps any night of the Sirius Omer. That's Tzukim in the Shem Yichud. You have to look it up. I just wanted to say, maybe just to the end, I just want to say, you could argue that maybe the other way. I'm just saying that maybe in this, what is the purpose of the Shem Yichud anyway? I mean, the whole thing. To get your kavana, to heighten your kavana. know, so then you can argue, what do you mean? You're heightening your kavana, so you are concentrating on Sira. You're not just counting from his tamazar. You're talking about Sira's Omer, and you're focusing on tonight's Sira's Omer. That's what you're thinking about. That's the whole essence. Again, the kavachai, remember.
The whole five lines to get you thinking.
Okay.
When your friend says, what tonight?
That's what he got.
Your friend says, what night is tonight?
That's there. Look. You're right. But by this one, our Shiloh, you are. I agree with you. The Shiloh, the Mechaber, yeah. The Shiloh, the Mechaber, your friend asks you. So then you're not busy counting, just giving a flippant answer. But here, the whole purpose of the Shem Yivar. So I think what Jonathan said is correct. You're not Kavanah to Yotze. Still, right, that's all. You know, so we have to Mechaber. But I could see a little bit, because I remember the Kafa Chaim was the one who said this. He just says, Belel Mentes Lo Yama, don't say. He doesn't say why. You know, so we just gave a number of reasons why there's room to be, quote unquote, make it, allow people to say if you want to say it. You know, maybe his svar is, because, you know, Hagam that, you know, all the other things, but you're still concentrating now. You're not concentrating on something like the Pichara said, or you're doing something totally different. You're not. You're concentrating on Sira's Omer. Anyway, it's just an interesting question. Last night is Sira's Omer. I would say that if your meaning is to say the Hashem, you could, when you're looking at Zulim, you say it tomorrow night also.
Okay.
Yeah.
A guy has a 6-year-old son.